There's a small business in Durham that my family visits on special occasions, usually when it's hotter than 85 degrees outside. It's called Pelican Snowballs. Deborah Jackson and Lawrence Simmons are regulars.
My flavor is banana.
What about you?
Banana.
Banana? It's 100 flavors out there.
I know, but bananas just have that special taste. Yeah.
Pelican Snowballs, New Orleans-style shaved ice, is relatively new to Durham. The first bright pink and baby blue pelicans opened on North Roxborough Road in 2011. It did so well, owner Miles Abison opened a second snowball stand last year on Fayetteville Street.
We originally moved out here thinking to open up a self-serve yogurt shop. As we started doing research, I mean, the investment is well over a couple hundred grand. That's a lot of money.
So Abison and his wife had to regroup and look for something with lower startup costs. They had moved to North Carolina from California for a new start and a new business. After meeting the owner of the original Pelican Snowballs in Garner, Abison says he was sold.
Looks like there's a lot of flexibility in his schedule. You're doing something fun. I mean, people aren't usually in a bad mood when they come for snowballs.
And on an average day, Pelican sells 400 snowballs at each stand. In many ways, Abison has accomplished a great feat during this slow economic recovery. He's opened a new business in the past 5 years, expanded that business, and he pays his employees more than the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. They start out at $7.50, and in a month, if they work out,
then we'll bump it up to $8 an hour, and our shift leaders or our crew leaders is an additional, I think it goes up to $9.50, $10 an hour. I kind of lose track.
The Pelican Snowballs workers in Durham are between 16 and 25 years old. This particular age group has suffered a lot since the recession that began in late 2007. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says in 2013, the unemployment rate for young people between 20 and 24 in North Carolina was a whopping 16.5%. That's the second highest in the country. James Wilkerson is 20 years old and has worked for Pelicans for 2 years.
Was it hard getting a job before you got this job?
Yes, it was.
How hard?
Pretty hard, especially since there were the jobs I was going for, they were looking for people that were more experienced.
And Wilkerson says he applied everywhere, from trying to be a tester at GlaxoSmithKline to a stock worker at Walmart. Justin Michael is 21 years old and manages the Fayetteville Street Pelican stand. He started off selling shaved ice for the franchise at the original site in Garner.
Hello.
Hey, can I have one kitty candy apple?
That's it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Michael says many of his co-workers have stayed put, holding on to their job since jobs are still hard to find.
A lot of times you'll hear their friends coming up here all the time, y'all hiring, you probably hear that 10, 15 times a day. And I just hate that I have to say the same thing every time. No, I'm sorry, just because we're not.
I have the two mediums, one bubblegum.
The bubblegum?
Michael tried 2 semesters of community college, but chose to come back to Pelicans. His plan is to own his own franchise before he's 25. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.